Once again, I greet you in the lovely name of Jesus.
Kali dewe abdi nyambut saudara ki lebet nami Yesus Kristus.
That precious name that reigns over 3 worlds.
Nami eta marintah langkung ti 30 dunya.
In our previous session, I shared some of the joy and blessings of a lifestyle that lives only to give.
Dina sesi urang anu penting ieu abdi ngabagikeun sababaraha sukagembira sareng berkah ti gaya hirup-hirup mung kanggo masihan.
A lifestyle like the life of Jesus.
Gaya hirup nu sapertos kahirupan Gusti Yesus.
For he came not to be ministered to, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many, as found in Mark 10:45.
Anya dongkap sanes kanggo dilayanan nanging ngalayanan sareng masihan nyawana janten tepusan kangge seueur jalmi dina Markus 10 ayat 45.
And I also begin to explain the blessing of being a tither as a initial step in this lifestyle of a giver.
Abdi ngawitan ngajelaskeun berkah saurang anu masihan sapersepuluh salaku lengkah ngawitan saurang masihan dina gaya hirupna.
If a Christian does not tithe,
pami saurang Kristen teu masihan sapersepuluh,
I don't think I would want him as a neighbor.
Emutan abdi tong janten tatangga.
Because if he robs God,
bagi anjana ngarampok Gusti,
he'd probably steal something that
I've got.
Maybe that's a little rough to say that. But I'm afraid it could be true. Many years ago, I'd preached in a convention of about 2,000 people. And I was returning back to Mexico with my station wagon full of 9 pastors. And it was very late at night on a mountain road. And at that particular time there were a people that assaltantes, there were robbers that would stop the cars and rob them at night.
Dina waktu atas nutang tu aya jalmi-jalmi parampok nu peris ngaliankeun mobil sareng ngarampok dina wengi eta.
And we were discussing how dangerous it was to drive at 2 o'clock in the morning on that dangerous mountain, narrow mountain road.
Tapi nuju ngabadantenkeun kumaha bahayana ngendaraan mobil jam 2 subuh di jalan nu sempit nu bahaya di gunung.
And we were praying for God's protection.
Tapi nanada pangjaring ti Gusti.
It was a real dark night. You couldn't see not even one star in the heavens.
Wengi meni poe pisan teu aya bintang hiji oge di langit.
And there was not any traffic on the road either.
Aya mobil sanes di dinya.
And we began to discuss the subject of tithing.
Ngawitan ngadiskusikeun topik ngenaan sapersepuluh.
And on the front seat with me was a Christian worker, a national named Chanito.
Di bangku payun aya padama Kristen nasional namina Chanito.
Chanito came from a family of murderers.
Chanito kawitna ti kulawarga nu maehan.
It was reported that his father had killed either 14 or 17 men in the hot country of Mexico.
Dilaporkeun ramana parantos maehan ke 16 atanapi 17 kameket di Mexico, nagara nu panas.
And when Chanito gave his heart to God,
waktu Chanito masrahkeun manahna ka Gusti,
and gave his guns and his knife back to his daddy,
masihkeun bade-bade sareng peso-pesona ka ramana.
His daddy tried to kill him, but the gun jammed.
Kuramana bade di paihan, wong bedilna macet.
He said he didn't want a murder. He didn't want a coward in his house.
Karena nuborangan ulah ayah di bumi.
Chanito had quite a lustrous story.
Chanito ngagaduhan cerita.
Porque when he became a Christian,
atas anjana janten orang Kristen,
he really sold out to God.
Laras-laras anjana masrahkeun dirina ka Gusti.
He just went to heaven last year.
Tahun anjana angkat ka sawarga.
But he and I worked together for many years.
Anjana sasarangan abdi didamel sasarangan mang taun-taun.
But that night he was complaining that his money just didn't last.
Pengieta anjana nyareos yen artosna enggal seep.
I said, Chanito, you don't pay your tithe, do you?
Rabbi, Chanito, sanes nte masian sa persepuluh.
He said, I po there, hermano Myers.
Palana ayak kawasa, Pa Myers.
There's power, brother Myers.
Ayak kawasa, Pa Myers.
I said, that's not the question. I know that God has power, Chanito, but do you tithe?
Rabbi, sanes eta patrasana na abiterang gusi ngagaduhan kawasa, nanging naha anjen masian sa persepuluh.
Finally said, no, hermano, no me alcanza.
Akhirnya saurna, ente, pak.
No, brother, I don't have enough to tithe.
Atau sapi ente cekap kanggo sa persepuluh.
It was a dark night.
Pengeta poek.
I hit my brakes.
Api ngecak rem.
I said, Chanito, get out of God's car now.
Rabbi, kita itu keluar di mobil.
He said, why?
Karena kunaun.
I said, you're endangering my life.
Rabbi, anjan ngabahayakeun hirup abdi.
I'm harboring a thief.
Abdi nyumputkeun bangsat.
Bakarte, get out.
Keluar.
So this valiant man was standing beside the car along that isolated road.
Dan pamangkat nu wanian teh ngadeg pikiranat mobil di jalan nu sepi.
Just about ready to cry.
Siap kanggo nangis.
He said, Brother Wayne, don't leave me with all these thieves.
Oh, nah, Pak Wayne, ulah ngantun kena bisa yang sadaya bangsat iu.
I said, let the thieves beware of you.
Rabi sabiya sadaya bangsat waspada ke anjen.
They only rob man, you rob God.
Aranjana mau ngarampok manusia, anjen ngarampok gusti.
I started driving off.
Abi nyetiran mobil deui.
He said, wait a minute, brother, I promise to tithe, I promise to tithe.
Abi pada janji masian sepersepuluhan.
I said, get in, get in.
Singapur naik, naik.
I wasn't planning on leaving, but he didn't know it.
Saya maksud kanggo ngantun kenana, nanging ngancana hentar terang.
I had to give him an illustrated message.
Tapi kada masian pesanku gambaran.
An object lesson.
Iji pokok pengajaran.
I didn't dare leave him.
Tapi entah wantun ngantunkan.
My wife would have worked me over. She would have rebuked me thoroughly.
Bojan naras ka abdi, malih bade nyesalan ka abdi.
Because when Chanito got to our house, she always put him on a pedestal. He was the guest of honor.
Margi umpami Chanito dongkap karo rompok pun bojo baris ngamparkan karpet ku margi anjina teh tamu terhormat.
Because she still has a husband.
Pun bojo teh kagungan caroge.
Because Chanito saved his life 3 times.
Margi Chanito teh nyalametkeun jiwa caroge na 3 kali.
From fanatical people that wanted to send me to heaven ahead of schedule.
Di jalmi jani fanatik nu bade ngintunkeun. Abdi kasawarga sataca.
But I had to give Chanito a lesson.
Neng Chanito kedah dipasian hiji pangajaran.
So in this lifestyle of living to give.
Dan gaya hirup urang, hirup kanggo masihan.
It is a dimension of life that will add a joy, a contagious joy to your life.
Dan dimensi hiji kehirupan ubaris nambihan suka gembira nular kahirup saderek.
A vitamin of joy.
Hiji vitamin suka gembira.
You won't find it in the health food store.
Malah ya di toko.
But now I want to follow through on the living to give.
Abdi neraskan hirup kanggo masihan.
And to teach you how to initiate this lifestyle.
Ngawulangkeun ngawitan gaya hirup ieu.
There's certain things you need to know.
Aya hal-hal nu tangtu anu saderek kedah terang.
There's certain attitudes you've got to manifest.
Aya sikap-sikap nu kedah ditinggalikeun.
And there's certain things you have to do.
Aya hal-hal nu kedah dilakukeun ku saderek.
So open your Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
Ba kitab saderek dina hiji babat pasal 29.
You will find here that King David,
saderek bais kapendak sareng Raja Daud,
he was raising an offering to build the temple of Solomon his son.
Ngempakeun persembahan kangge ngawangun bait Allah tanpi Salomo putrana.
And David the king left an example himself. He gave 115 tons of gold.
115 ton emas.
From his own private store.
Gudang pribadina.
And he was all the other people then began to give.
Kana senang awitan masihan.
In verse 6:6 it says, and then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the king's work offered willingly. Verse 6, chapter 29.
Ayat 6, para kepala golongan, panglima jeung para pejabat anu nyangking harta milik kerajaan sukana masing-masing mere sumbangan.
Then we need to continue to read in verse 12, 13 and 14 of the same chapter.
Panglajengkeun ngaos ayat 12, 13 sareng 14.
David the king gives us very clearly indicates the source of riches and honor.
Raja Daud nembongkeun sumber kekayaan sareng kahormatan.
Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in the earth, reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Verse 12 of 1 Chronicles 29.
Kabengharan,
chapter 29.
Kamuktian sadayana asal ti Gusti anu ngasta saniskara kalayan dicaya sareng kawasa iasa midamel sangkan jelma jadi mulia sareng dicaya. Ayat 12.
Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name.
Allah panutan abdi-abdi muji syukur sareng ngamulyakeun panjenengan Gusti anu agung.
Verse 14. But who am I and who is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own hand have we given thee.
Ayat 14. Para nini kitu abdi sareng rakyat rumaos tetiasa ngatur kenanaon ka Gusti mung tiasa masrahkeun kawantos sagala rupi ugi asal nanti Gusti.
David tells us here that all things come from God.
Daud masian terang ka urang sadayana ti Gusti.
And when we give back to God, we're only returning to God that which He Himself has given us first.
Atos orang masian ka Allah, orangan malikeun ka Allah, naon anu parantos dipasikeun ka urang.
Because we are only stewards of the manifold gifts of God.
Bagi orang para pengurus karunia Allah.
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
Hiji Korinta pasal 4, ayat 1 dan 2.
We find these words.
Orang mendakan kecap-kecap ieu.
Let a man so account of us as ministers of Christ and of stewards of the mysteries of God.
Kimkuring sabatu-batu teh bae kawula-kawula kitus anu keur dipercaya ngemban rahasia Allah.
Verse 2, moreover it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.
Ari anu dipercaya teh kudu benang dipercaya.
Clearly it teaches here that we are administrators of everything we consider our own.
Jelas pisan ieu ngajarkeun yen urang teh ngurus sagala anu ceuk emutan urang milik urang pribadi.
That God is the true owner.
Padahal eta kagungan Allah.
And if we recognize that is no problem to give back to God what He gave to us to start with.
Terang-terang yen teu aya masalah malikeun ka Allah naon anu parantos dipasikeun ka urang. Modal.
The first thing we need to recognize to implement a life of living to give is to recognize the ownership of God in our lives and our things.
Pengawitan priyogi urang terang nyaeta implementasikeun hiji kahirupan nyaeta hirup kanggo masian kenal yang Allah nu ngagaduhan hirup sareng barang-barang urang.
And in 1 Corinthians 6:9 it tells us that we've been bought with a price and we're to glorify God in our body, in our spirit, which is the Lord's.
Ya, 1 Korintus 6:20 disaurkeun yen urang parantos digaleh harga lunas dibayar urang ngamulyakeun Allah ku badan urang dina roh mangrupakeun milik Gusti.
In Luke's Gospel chapter 12 verse 48.
Dina Injil Lukas pasal 12 ayat 48.
The last part says, to whom much is given, much is required.
Bagian akhirnya diteruskeun, setiap jalmi anu seueur dipasihan, ti anjeunna baris
So we are accountable before God for everything, every talent, and every earthly possession that we consider ours.
Dan orang tanggal waler di payunan Allah kanggo setiap hal talenta harta dunia anu cek imutan eta gaduh orang.
God wants to bless us.
Si hoyong ngaberkahan saderek.
But why does He bless us?
Tahun anjana ngaberkahan orang.
Not only to meet our needs, but we might bless others.
Kanggo minuhan kebutuhan orang nanging kanggo ngaberkahan jalmi-jalmi sanes.
The second truth we need to know to initiate a life of giving.
Hal kedua nu peryogi urang terang kanggo ngawitan hiji hirup nu masihan.
Or the second thing we have to do to initiate this life of giving.
Tanapi hal kedua nu kada dilakukan kanggo ngawitan kahirupan nu masihan.
Is to start where we are with what we have.
Ngawitan kunaon nu ku urang tibikaduh.
You remember when Peter met the lame man at the beautiful gate?
Ingat waktu Petrus pendak sarang seorang lumpuh di gerbang indah?
He said, "Such as I have, I give." He told the lame man, the latter part. He said, "I don't have silver and gold, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Arise and walk."
Karena naon nu kami tepuga peristiwakan, saurna dari tina bagian akhir emas yang perak kami tepuga, tapi anu kami boga rek dibikin kamane demi nama Yesus Kristus orang Nazaret eta lempang.
So we have to start where we are.
Dan orang awitan di mana orang ayak.
Not with what we hope to have someday, but begin our giving, our life of giving of what we have.
Tanes nu diharapkan ke nu baris tipigaduh nanging ngawitan masihan kunaon urang gaduh.
All through the Bible we find this principle.
Dina sadaya Alkitab urang mendakan prinsip ieu.
Why in 1 Kings 17 we read the story, we won't read it here, but in 1 Kings 17,
Jajah pasal 17, orang ngaos cerita, orang mau ngaos ayat ieu.
We read a widow woman that gave her last cake to the prophet Elijah.
Orang ngaos perkawis seorang randa, anu masihan rotina anu panyeepan ke Elia. Anjana masihan naon nu aya anjana gaduh.
She gave what she had, with great sacrifice.
Korbanan ageng.
But she solved her problem.
Ing anjana ngarengsekeun masalahna.
She thought it was her last cake.
Kekimutanana ieu roti panungtung.
But when she gave what she had, it was the first cake of many cakes.
Hayang watos anjana masian naon nu dipigaduh ku anjana ieu roti ngawitan tinu serot.
Because she and the prophet and her son ate for one whole year out of that meal barrel and that little crucible.
Anjana putrana sareng nabi eta tuang sapanjang taun tina tipung aya dina buyung sareng lisa dina botol eta.
Remember the little boy that gave his lunch to Jesus recorded in all four gospels.
Imut barangkali anu masian rotina ka Yesus dicatat dina opat Injil.
As long as he had it, it was just enough for his appetite.
Tapi anjana nyepeng mung cekap kanggo anjana.
But when he gave it to Jesus,
watos anjana masian ka.
And when Jesus gave thanks to the Father,
sareng watos Yesus ngucap syukur ka Rama.
And when the disciples began to distribute the little,
watos murid bae ngabagikeun roti nu sakedik eta.
They fed 5,000 men, not counting women and children.
Sihan tuang kali 5,000 pameket teka etang istri sarang murang kali.
Little is much with the blessings of God.
Kadek jantan seer nu berkah-berkah Allah.
I remember in Mexico.
Abi emo di Mexico.
We were raising some funds to roof a church.
Abi ujung ngumpulkan dana kanggo masang hatep hiji gereja.
There was a widow woman there.
Ya, seorang randa.
And she made her living sewing.
Pada mana ngaput.
Better children's.
Masihan tuang pala putrana.
And she said, "I'll give the motor of my sewing machine."
Taurna abdi bade masihkeun mesin jahit ieu.
I can pedal the pedals with my own legs, and I'll give the motor to help build a church.
Abdi biasa ngaput sampean abdi nyalira mesin jahit teh ku abdi dipasihkeun kanggo pangwangunan karit.
She gave what she had.
Ieu masihan naon nu dipikaduh.
I was preaching in Malawi a couple of years ago in Africa.
Abi nuju khotbah di Malawi seberapa tahun kapangger di Afrika.
Right on the border of Mozambique.
Sisi Mozambique.
Some of the people had walked 4 days out of Mozambique to hear the word.
Berjalan parantos jalan salami 4 dinten keluar di kota Mozambique kangge ngadangukeun dawuhan Gusti.
And it may seem like an injustice to some, but I was teaching them on the blessing of sharing what we have.
Tinggalan teu adil kanggo sabeberapa jalmi nanging abdi nuju ngawulang aranjeunna ngeunaan berkah ti masihan naon anu urang gaduh.
And while I was preaching, I heard a commotion off to one side.
Sementara saya berkhotbah, abdi ngadangu rame-rame di kikir.
I had about 1500 people out under some trees.
Sementara saya boleh marbutus jalmi di handapan sebeberapa tangkal.
And I found out later what was going on.
Di pengkeren abdi ayah kajantenan.
The missionary's little daughter, 9 years old, Debbie Hine.
Putri misionari anu alit Yuswana 8 tahun, Dambi Hine.
She heard the message.
Anjana ngadangu pesan eta.
Give what you have.
Dikenal nuku mane dipipoga.
And she was having a shoe fitting service.
Eta hiji jina budak anu gaduh sapatu.
She was the only one that had shoes.
Nganggo sapatu waktu kebaktian.
She took off her shoes and tried to see which of those precious little African feet could use her shoes.
Anjana ngalan sapatuna ningali murangkali Afrika mana anu meujihna.
And she went home barefooted.
Jana muli temake sapat.
Of course, before we left Malawi, we bought her the best pair of shoes in Malawi.
Tentu baik saat acan nganturkan ke Malawi, pang meserkan sepatu pang saina di Malawi.
She gave what she had.
Jana masih kenaun anu anjana gaduh.
You see, how we need to learn the joy of living only to bless others.
Tadang-tadang abdi diajar perkawis suka gembira masian kanggo ngaberkahan jalmi sanes.
Money makes a good servant, but a terrible, horrible master.
Atos nyata barega anu sae nanging dunungan anu kejem pikasieunan.
One time a man was praying.
Cimangsa pamanget nuju ngadoa.
He said, "Lord, how much is $1,000,000?"
Dan nyarios Gusti sababaraha nilaina 1 juta dolar.
He said, "Like a penny?"
Gusti ngawular sapertos atos receh.
He said, "How much is 1,000 years?"
Anjanya sapa beralami 1,000 tahun kang Gusti.
He said, "Like a moment."
Tinggal bersakudeng baik.
He said, "Lord, can I have a penny?"
Anjanya Gusti kenging abdi nyuhunkan atas receh.
He said, "Could you wait a moment?"
Bisanten nungguan sakudeng.
Oh, how we need to recognize this is a lifestyle that sets you free.
Oh, sakitu orang perlu ningali hijika hirup anu ngabebaskan saderek.
Much of the problems in Christian home have to do with poor administration of finances.
Masalah kajantenan kumakin terpinter ngurus artos.
But if we honor God, then God will honor us.
Nang umpami urang ngahormat Gusti anjana baris ngahormat urang.
So in order to initiate this lifestyle,
ngawitan gaya hirup ieu.
We need to recognize that we are only stewards of God's blessings, administrators.
Orang perlu kenal dan orang ngan ngurus berkat-berkat Allah para administrator.
And we have to get started.
Orang kena ngawita.
And then we need to watch the motive of our heart.
Rajana orang perlu ngawasaan dorongan hati orang.
It says they gave willingly, joyfully in 1 Chronicles 29.
Disarukan rajana masihan sareng rido suka gembira. Orang kedahang.
We have to watch, do everything out of a heart full of gratitude.
Ngawaskeun sareng ngalakukeun sagala nati hati anu pinuh rasa syukur.
Every Christian should be so grateful that sharing the triple should be as easy as the next breath.
Tiap orang Kristen kedahna muji syukur dugi ka masihan anu saketik sakedahna sami gampilna sareng ngahirup napas.
That should be our lifestyle.
Ya sakadana janten gaya hirup urang.
Gratitude is expressed by our deeds, not only by our words.
Kapan syukur dinyatakeun sareng padamelan urang sanes ngan saukur ku ucapan.
Just like love and faith.
Atos kanyaah sareng iman.
You remember the sinful woman in Luke chapter 7. We won't read it, but I'll relate it.
Dari kemud istri anu dosa dina Lukas pasal 7. Orang mual ngawas nanging abdi bade ngahubungkan.
Verso 36 al 50.
Ayat 30 kena 50.
No, 36 to 50. Ayay. And she was so grateful that she washed the feet of Jesus, bathed his feet with her tears.
Anjana sakitu muji syukurna dugi ka ngawasu sampean Gusti Yesus Gusti panuna.
And then dried them with her hair.
Lajengna digaringkeun ku buuk.
And put perfume on them and kissed them. She was grateful.
Pucurkeun minyak seungit sareng nyium sampeanana anjana muji syukur.
The fourth reason that we should, the fourth thing that we need to know in a life of giving and living to give is this.
Kaopat anu urang payo kiterang dina kahirupan anu masian sareng hirup kanggo masian nyaeta ieu.
We've got to give with the right motive.
Orang masihan sareng motif anu leres.
See, because in Colossians chapter 3 verse 17,
dina Kolose 3 ayat 17,
Paul told the Colossian church, whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving glory to God the Father through Him.
Paulus nyarios ka jamaah di Kolose yang ucap lampah salawasna kudu kalawan asma Gusti Yesus, serta ulah tinggal di muji syukur ka Allah nukarsa jumeneng rama kulantaran anjeuna.
Everything we do should be for the glory of our God.
Kalanu urang lakukeun sakarenakan ku kamulian Gusti urang.
When people are seeing us and when only God sees us.
Jami-jami ningal ka urang sarengan Gusti anu ningal ka urang.
Whatever you do in word or deed, do it for God's glory, and giving can be for God's glory. It has to be for God's glory.
Caplampas salawasna kudu kalawan asmana Gusti Yesus, kanggo kamulyan Gusti, ieu kedah kanggo kamulyan.
The fifth truth that we need to know.
Kebenaran kalima anu urang kedah terang.
We need to learn to give with joy and generosity.
Orang perlu diajar masihan sang suka gembira sarang murah.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9,
dina 2 Korintus pasal 8,
verses 6 through 10 of 6 through 9, although you can go all the way to the end of the chapter.
8 ayat 6 sampai 8, sarek tiasa ngaos ugi ka akhir pasal.
This it says like this. This I say unto thee, I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Verse 6.
Masih ingat, anu tandurna sakedik dibuat nawagi saetik, anu tandurna lega dibuat nawagi loba.
Every man, verse 7, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
Kira-kira ku sorangan rek nyumbang sababaraha tur kudu ikhlas ulah ngarasa dipaksa, numere jeung suka lila tangtu di asih ku Allah.
And then he goes ahead to say, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that having all things, having always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work.
Rajana nyarios Allah teh kawasa ngarikian aranjen medah meduh nepi ka sakala kapuluan aranjen cukup tur laluasa serta bisa ngabantu ka hadean.
As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. In verse 9.
Aku maca kitab mantena maparin berkah. Nyekapan anu mariskin balas asina mayeng salalanggengna.
Here we find that our giving has to be with joy, with a joyful heart.
Nginginkeun yen pamasihan urang dilakukeun sareng suka gembira, sareng hiji hate anu suka gembira.
One time a father gave his son $1.25.
Ya waktu saurang bapa masihkeun putrana $1.25.
The 25 cents was for candy, and the dollar was for the offering in the church.
Anu 25 sen kanggo mesa permen, mesa dolar kanggo persembahan gereja.
And after a while, the young boy came back with a whole sack full of candy.
Telami putana muli sareng kantong permen pinuh.
And his father said, "Son, where did you get such a bargain for 25 cents?"
Bapakna, "Yang, di mana mesa permen sakitu seerku 25 sen?"
He said, "This sack of candy cost me $1."
Anjeun ngawaler, sakantong ieu hargana $1.
He said, "What do you do with the quarter?"
Bapana nyarios, "Anu 25 sen dipake naon?"
He said, "I put it in the offering."
Budana ngawaler kangge persembahan.
He said, "Son, you did just exactly opposite of what I told you."
Ujang ngalakeun anu sabalikna ti bapa ajarkeun, saur bapana teh.
"Yes, Daddy, but I like to fulfill the scriptures," the young man said.
"Mohon, Pak, nanging abdi hoyong ngalakukeun naon anu aya dina dawuhan Gusti," budakna ngawaler.
"Hey, what did the scriptures got to do with this situation?" his father asked.
"Naon dawuhan Gusti ngeunaan hal eta?" bapana narus.
He said, well, Daddy, the great apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, he said, God loves a cheerful giver, and I could give the quarter with a lot more cheer than I could the dollar.
Nah, Pak, Rasul Paulus, anu agung, dina 2 Korintus 8:7, numere jeng sukalila, tangtu di asihku Allah, abdi tiasa masian sukalila, 25 sen, tibatan 1 dolar.
Well, there's a lot of people like that.
Terjami sapatos gitu.
Oftentimes the smallest bill or the smallest piece of money is the most religious.
Sering artos kertas pangalitna nyaeta anu paling religius.
But we need to learn that our giving can be, we need to give generously with joy.
Aing urang perlu diajar masihan sareng sukalila.
Because if we sow sparingly, we reap sparingly.
Margi umpami urang tandur seetik dibuatna wae saeut.
And every gift is a seed sown.
Tiap pamasihan teh benih anu dipelak.
And we'll harvest some of the same seed.
Urang baris dibuat di benih anu sami.
But what the seed produces in the kingdom of God, the greatest harvest waits for us up yonder.
Nanging naon anu benih hasilkeun dina kerajaan Allah, panen ageng ngantosan urang ngayakeunana.
You know how they catch monkeys in Brazil?
Tadek terang, kumaha aranyana newak monyet Brazil?
They get a glass jug, a big glass jug, say a 5-gallon jug. Garapon.
Nyandak buyung nu ageng, ukurannya 5 galonan.
And with a little bitty mouth.
Liangna alit
opening.
Rada muka.
And they put some bananas in the jug.
Simaran sau sababara hiji.
And they tie the jug to a tree.
Buyung teh di talian dina tangkal.
And the little monkey comes down the tree.
Anak monyet teh turun dina tangkal.
He sees the bananas in the jug.
Empuan cau nu dina buyung.
He puts his little hand through the opening and grabs the banana.
Tengena dilebetkeun kana luhureun buyung nyandak cau.
But then he can't get his hand out.
Teu bisa narik leungeuna.
And he won't turn loose the banana.
Tau teh henteu dilesotkeun.
So here they come with a net.
Jadi we ka jebak.
And he cries and whines, but all he has to do is turn loose the banana, but he won't turn loose the banana.
Agar waktu ngarewi, padahal tinggal ngelepaskeun tau eta, ngan henteu daek ngelepaskeun tau eta.
And so he ends up in a monkey stew.
Kan jadi monyet anu dikuluk.
All because he wouldn't turn loose the banana.
Tantaran manenan teu daek ngelepaskeun tau eta.
How many Christians are holding on to the little bit?
Sabeberapa orang Kristen nuju nyepengan nu sagedik eta.
And God says, turn it loose.
Taruh besi lepaskan.
Put it in my kingdom.
Masuk ke kerajaan kami.
I can't, Lord.
Api itu tiasa, Gusti. Api itu tiasa.
It's all of God.
Mengiya anu dibigaduh.
And because they won't turn loose a little.
Kumargi anjena alim ngelepaskan usah kedik.
They end up in the same mess the monkey did almost.
Makinan kacau seperti semuanya tadi.
They lose the joy of being a giver.
Ayo jalan suka gembira salaku masihan.
They lose the joy of being a co-laborer with God.
Karanya nekalengitan suka gembira salaku mitra Allah.
So we have to learn to give with joy.
Kata orang kedah diajar masihan sarang suka gembira.
Judson Cornwall said.
Judson Cornwall nyarios.
He said, God loves a cheerful giver.
Demi kasihan masihanku suka gembira.
But he will receive from a grouch.
Nanging anjana nampi ti jalami nusok ke gelendeng.
Okay, wholesome. But it's so much better to give. I don't know whether the grouch will get any blessing if he gives for the wrong motive or gives just because he has to.
Anggo saya masihan, tapi henteu terang naha nu gegelendeng paris kaya berkah. Bami masihan dina motif anu lepat atau nabi kapak.
It says in Proverbs 11:24-25.
Coloka 11:24-25.
There's he that scattereth and yet increaseth.
Nyaoskeun aya nu berehan nanging langkung penghar.
And there's he that withholdeth more than his meat and it tendeth to poverty.
Anu ngahemat luar biasa naing sok kakirangan.
The liberal soul should be made fat.
Anu masian ngaleut anjenang nyalirat baris tipasian ngaleut.
And he that watereth shall also be watered himself.
Anu bebas pasti gendut.
Talking about money.
Nyarios ngenan artos.
One time there was a a lawyer went to talk with a certain minister of the gospel.
Di waktu saya pengacara nu nyarios sareng saurang panita Injili.
And it says, "Sir, you have a member in your church that's just inherited $1 million."
Karena juragan, seorang anggota gereja nempi-nampi warisan $1 juta.
But I'm afraid to tell him, the lawyer said, because he has a weak heart.
Tapi sieun masian terang anjeunna kumaha jantungna lemah, saur pengacara.
And he's a very poor man, and when he discovers he's a millionaire, the shock may kill him.
Jangan miskin, waktu terang anjana jantan jutawan, kejutan itu baris mai hanana.
The minister said, "Well, don't worry, I'll break the news to him very gently."
Kalau pandita, ulah salempang, ku abdi badi di pasian terang lalawanan.
So he went and said, "Brother Jones, if you inherited $1 million, what would you do with it?"
Tenanjana angkat sareng nyeros, "Pak John, umpami bapak ing warisan $1 juta, naon ubarisku bapak pidamel?"
Oh, he said, "Pastor, I love you so much, I'd give you half of it."
Oh, walerna, panita abdi mikasih panita, ku abdi dipasikan satengahna.
And then the pastor had a heart attack and fell over dead.
Serangan jantung, lajeng ngantuk.
$500,000 dispatched him.
Setengah juta dolar teh mainan.
Number 6.
Nomor 6.
All right, let's review a little bit first.
Balikan deui sakedik anu dipayun.
To initiate a life of living to give, you recognize the lordship of Jesus Christ over your life, your talents, and your resources.
Kau ngawitan kehidupan nyata hirup kanggo masian, kenal Gusti Yesus Kristus kanggo saderek dina hirup katiasa sumber-sumber saderek.
We have to get started with what we have.
Urang ngawitan kunaon anu urang gaduh.
We need to give out of gratitude because we love him.
Masian teh kedah ku paraosan syukur margi mikaasih anjeunna.
And we need to give generous, we need to have a right motive in our giving only for God's glory.
Motif urang kedah leres dina masihan mung kanggo kamulyan Gusti.
We need to give with generous spirit and with joy.
Urang masihan teh ku roh nu sukalila.
And number 6, we need to give in faith.
Nomor kagenep orang peryoki masian ku iman.
Because a lot of people say, "When I give to God, I don't expect anything back."
Kerjaan mingan nyarios, bagus abi masian kai Gusti, abi henteu ngaharep kenanaon.
And they think they're being spiritual.
Imutanana anjeunna teh rohani.
But the truth of the matter is, they're ignoring the word of God.
Kebenaran tina hal eta nyaeta aranjeunna teh nyapirakeun pangadikana.
Because God established the law of harvest, sowing and reaping.
Allah ngadamel hukum panen, tebar sareng panen.
What would you think about a neighbor that was a farmer?
Anu saderek diimut ngeunaan tatangga anu janten patani.
And he says, "Oh, I love to sow in the springtime, but I don't expect to reap anything."
Ati asok tebar musim melak, nanging henteu ngaharepkeun panen naon?
What would you say?
Dicaruskeun ku saderek.
You say the man's crazy.
Saderek panginten jalmi ieu gelo.
Because he sows with the purpose of reaping.
Padahal anjeunna tebar teh kanggo panen.
Pero, why do we want to reap?
Kunaon urang hoyong panen?
Where we'll have more to sow in the kingdom of God.
Teras urang bari tebar langkung seur deui kanggo kerajaan Allah.
Luke 6:38.
Lukas genep ayat 38.
Says, "Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure, it'll be measured to you again."
Kurudaik barang bere supaya aya nu mere, upama kitu baris katarima teh tangtu kalawan leuwihna saran dibahekeun dina takeran anu dikedok ku nepi padet katurna ge malesna ugi ka urang teh make ukuran urang.
When we give, we need to expect two things.
Katurang masian urang ngahareupkeun dua hal.
That our gift will meet a need.
Pamasian urang bakal nyukupan kaperluan.
And that we will receive a harvest where we'll have more to sow.
Urang bakal narima panen di mana urang baris gaduh langkung kanggo tandur deui.
One time I went to visit a church about 120 miles from Mexico City.
Atau sabi kunjungan ka hiji gereja kitan-kitan 120 mil di kota Meksiko.
And they needed a roof on their church.
Urang nyarima atap kanggo gereja.
They had built the new church around the old church.
Aranjeunna ngabangun gareja enggal di sakitar gareja anu lami.
And when I got there, the pastor told me, he said, Brother Myers, I know God uses you to inspire faith, but we are broke.
Tetapi duki kali itu pendeta macam terang ke Abi Saurna, Pak Mayer, Abi terang, kusim ngangge bapak kanggo ngihamkan iman, nanging Abi nuju macet.
We have just bought musical instruments for the church orchestra, and there's no funds.
Abi nuju macet alat musik kanggo orkestra, gereja sarang taya dana.
And I went into the church to pray.
Abi lebet ke gereja kanggo ngadoa.
I said, Lord, did that man tell me the truth?
Abi nyarios Gusti naha ieu masihan terang pebaran ka abi.
Did I make a trip for nothing?
Abi ngalakuin perjalanan sia-sia.
He said, on the one hand, he told you the truth, but on the other hand, he didn't tell you the truth.
Antara ngadawuh, dina sisi lain, manehna nyaritakeun hal nu bener. Emutan abi jelas.
I thought, explain that. It seems to be a contradiction.
Di lain manehna henteu mere nyaho beberan ka eta katingalina ayat.
He said, at their present level of faith, he told you the unadulterated truth. There's no money.
Antara ngadawuh dina tingkat iman anu ayeuna manehna masian terang kebenaran nu palsu taya artos.
That's why I have sent you.
Ye sababna kami ngutus maneh.
Build their faith in my word.
Udangkan iman maranehna ku pangandika kami.
And my word will produce the funds to roof the building.
Pangandika kami beres ngahasilkeun dana pikeun ngabangun hatepna gedong eta.
I said, I'll buy that. I accept that.
Abi meser eta sareng meserna.
He said, I want you to take two things to church tonight.
Pangandika kami hoyong maneh mawa dua barang ka gereja peting ieu.
A spoon and a shovel.
Sendok jeung singkup.
Pala. I said, what will I do with a spoon? I don't plan to eat.
Nubaris dilakukan sendok ieu, abi henteu gaduh rencana kanggo tuang.
And I certainly don't plan to shovel.
Teu gaduh rencana kanggo nyingkup.
He said, read the last part of Luke 6:38.
Tahuna baca bagian akhir Lukas genep ayat 38.
Give, it says there, for the same measure that you measure, it'll be measured to you again.
Dere jeung bedakeun di ditu, ukuran dipake ku maneh beres diukurkeun deui ka maneh.
The Lord says, is a spoon a measure? And I said, it is.
Tuhan Gusti naha sendok teh mangrupa ukuran, saur abdi sumuhun.
He said, is a shovel a measure? And I said, it is.
Nah, singkup teh mangrupa ukuran, dawuhna aler abdi sumuhun.
I said, I see it.
Saur abdi ngartos.
He said, it's time you see it. Sorry. Ieu
teh waktuna maneh ngarti hal eta.
So that night, I didn't even preach on giving.
Waktu eta abdi henteu khutbah ngeunaan masihan.
There was too many unsaved people.
Teu pisan jalmi nu teu acan disalametkeun.
Too many sick people.
Teu pisan nu teu damang.
And God saved a lot of people and healed a lot of people.
Gusti nyalametkeun sareng ngadamangkeun seueur jalmi.
But later, I showed him what good measure. I'd read about somebody putting sawdust in a tub to show what good measure pressed down was.
Sadaya mi abi nunjukeun naon ukuran usai, abi ngaos salah saurang nu ngalebetkeun teh ragaci kana hiji tabung kanggo nunjukeun ukuran usai kengingkeun.
And so I got a wash basin and filled it up with beans.
Abi nyandak baskom ageung kanggo ngawasu sareng diisian ku buncis.
And I showed him what good measures pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Ditunjukkeun ka aranjeunna takeran usai dipadetkeun, digoyangkeun, nu lober ka luar.
And then I got the teaspoon.
Teras nyandak sendok teh.
I said, a lot of times we give to God teaspoonfuls.
Rabi, sering pisan urang masian kanggo Gusti sasendok teh.
And the Lord says, thank you, my child.
Atawa Gusti nuhun, anak king.
And then when there's no work and children need school clothes.
Tas urang henteu kagungan padamelan sareng urang kalih meriogikeun saragam sakola.
And the pantry is bare.
Di dapur henteu aya tuangan.
We say, Lord, help me, please.
Kada urang Gusti tulungan abdi.
And the Lord says, I'll be happy to help you. I just have one small request.
Wan Gusti pasti kami nulungan maneh, kami ngan menta nu leutik.
Say, would you be so gracious as to loan me your teaspoon?
Baik teman yang injeman ka kami sendok teh.
You say, oh Lord, I'm sorry, but teaspoonfuls won't meet my need.
Bagus ya punten abdi na yang sendok teh tercekap kanggo minuhan kebutuhan abdi.
I need shovelfuls.
Abdi periyoki sa sekop.
And the Lord says, "Do you think I'm going to violate the principles of my eternal word?"
Sehingga dawuh naha maneh boga pikiran kami baris ngalanggar prinsip dawuhan kami anu langgeng.
You use a spoon with me, I have to use the same measure with you.
Kajeng atuh lungsur sareng nyandak singkup.
Then I reached back and got the shovel.
Abi nyarios sabaraha jalmi anu kersa nampi ka singkup pinuh.
And so how many want to receive shovelfuls?
Ana ngagunakan sendok ka kami, kami uge nganggo ukuran anu sarua keur maneh.
Everybody.
Setiap jalmi.
If I remember right, I bathed the whole congregation with beans.
Sapanjang nu ka imut ku abdi bade ngaibakan jamaah ku buncis.
They wanted shovelfuls, so they got shovelfuls.
Aranjeuna hoyong nu sasingkup pinuh janten aranjeuna kenging sasingkup pinuh.
But I hasten to say.
Nanging abdi enggal nyarios.
That when the little boy's lunch was a shovel full.
Dan tuang siang murangkali pameget tak karena sasingkup.
Yeah, because he cost him it's all he had.
Wanyane tete awis eta sadayana anu dipika gaduh.
And when the widow woman gave her last two mites, she was using a shovel, according to Jesus in Luke 21.
Sadaranda masian dua peser nu akhir anjeuna nuju ngangge hiji singkup numutkeun Yesus dina Lukas 21.
He said she has given more than all the rest.
Kawuhna maneh nanggeus mere leuwih ti jalam-jalama ieu.
She gave with sacrifice all she had.
Masianana ku pangorbanan sadaya anu dibika gaduh.
And so as a consequence,
ieu akibatna.
We roofed the building.
Abdi masang atap gedong eta.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, be careful, don't it? Somebody said this. Abdi
nyaris kieu teu waras yen waktu anjeun ngalakukeun.
Said insanity.
Hal nu sami.
Is when you do the same thing the same way every day and expect a different result.
Cara nu sami unggal dinten sareng harepkeun hiji hasil nu benten.
Impossible.
Mustahil.
If you want God to do something new for you,
pami saderek ngaharepkeun Gusti ngalakukeun anu enggal kanggo saderek.
Then do something for God you've never done before.
Lakukeun kangge Gusti anu saderek teu acan ngalakukeunana.
Move into this dimension of living to give.
Gerak dina dimensi hirup kanggo masihan.
Move into this lifestyle of victory and glory.
Dina gaya hirup kamenangan sareng kamulyaan.
Because it works.
Ya pasti hasil.
Somebody said, "How do you know?"
Seorang nyaros kumaha anjeun terang.
I've proven it for half a century.
Abi parantos ngabuktoskeun salami satengah abad.
I know that God honors His word.
Sing ngahormatan pangandikana.
I don't give to get.
Acan kantos abdi masihan kanggo nginginkeun.
I get because I can't help but give.
Abi nginginkeun anak kumarki abdi ngalakukeun masihan.
It's just the law of sowing and reaping.
Yes, hukum, hukum tebar sareng panen.
And if you sow enough seed, the harvest will feed you.
Masaderek cekap nebarkeun bini, panen masihan tuang ka saderek.
Some of those that are listening at this message are perhaps trying to build a building or center.
Sabaraha di antawis di saderek nuju ngadangukeun pesen ieu, panginten nuju ngabangun hiji gedong atawa nepi pusat.
Let me tell you how to do it.
Jangan api masihan terang kumasa terdek ngelakukan eta.
I call it obedient faith giving and creative faith giving.
Tapi nyebatnya masihan ku iman anu taat sareng masihan ku iman anu kreatif.
Obedient faith is releasing something you have.
Iman anu taat ngelepaskan anu saderek gaduh.
Creative faith is believing God for something that only faith in God can produce.
Imanu kreatif teh mercantenkeun Gusti yan mung anjeunna anu ngahasilkeun.
One time I was preaching among the Otomi Indians north of Mexico City.
Hiji waktu sabdi nuju khotbah di antawis jalmi-jalmi Indian all the money Colorado Mexico.
And way up in the mountains.
Jalan nuju ka puncak gunung.
And I announced after I finished preaching that morning, we were going to dedicate the tithes and the first fruits at 2:30 that afternoon.
Abdi ngumumkan jangan saparantos khutbah, injing eta bading masian 1:10, sareng masian buah ngawitan tengah tinten jam 2:30.
And one brother said, "Brother Myers, can you wait till 3:00 for the dedication?"
Orang sadayak nyarios, Pak Mayer, tiasa ngantosan dugi ka jam 3 kanggo persembahan eta.
I said, "Why do you want me to wait?"
Alerna kunaon anjeun hoyong abdi ngantosan.
He said, "You see that little house across that canyon?"
Bapa ningali bumi alit di pentasan jurang.
He said, I live over there.
Tapi linggih di dunia.
It's an hour's walk to get home and an hour's walk to get back.
Kaya sajam kanggo mulih kitu deui mulih ka dieuna sajam deui.
And it take me 30 minutes to find the goat I want to give God.
Kaya setengah jam kanggo milarian domba kanggo Gusti.
I said, I'll wait for you at 3 o'clock.
Rabi abdi bade ngantosan dugi ka jam 3.
So he got there at 3 o'clock with a little red goat on his arm that didn't appreciate the trip.
Didinya jam 3 sareng anak embe nu beureum nu teresep
protestando.
Karena eta perjalanan.
We dedicated 9 goats and pigs.
Asian salapan embe sareng babi-babi.
46 chickens and turkeys.
46 hayam sareng kalkun.
Whole pile, beans and corn and sugar and a pile of money.
Buncis, jagung, gula sareng atas satumpuk.
What joy was in their hearts?
Ingat pisan mana aranjeuna.
Many years later, I went back.
Sababaraha taun abdi mulih deui.
And I said, how many goats did that man have that delayed the dedication?
Rabi, aya sababaraha embe anu dipikakaduh ku jalmi nu masihan persembahan waktu harita.
They said he had 6.
Kagungan genep siki.
I said, how many has he got now?
Rabi ayeuna aya sabaraha embe na?
They said goats dancing all over mountainside.
Nyarios sadaya embe nu aya di lereng gunung.
Hallelujah, that's our God.
Hallelujah, ieu Gusti urang.
That's our God. That's obedient faith. He gave what he had.
Ieu Gusti urang, ieu iman nu taat anjeunna masian anu gaduh.
Creative faith is believing God for what you haven't got.
Iman anu kreatif teh mercayakeun Gusti kanggo naon anu sadayak teu gaduh.
For a lot of people, that seems like something dumb. Una locura.
Kanggo seueur jalmi sapatos hal anu bodoh.
But actually, that's where you put God to work for you.
Nah, saleresna ieu waktu saderek nempatkeun Gusti kana posisi ngadamel kanggo saderek.
In Mexico, they have many anniversaries and they are very festive people.
Di Meksiko aranjeunna gaduh seueur perayaan sareng resep pesta.
There is a... So they were going to have an anniversary in a church.
Aranjeunna beres ngayakeun hiji perayaan di gareja.
And so the pastor said we don't have any money. What are we going to do?
Ditanya dos urang teu gaduh artos naon kedah dilakukeun.
A woman said I'll give all the hot pepper for the salt for the salsa.
Jadi istrinya dos abdi bade masian lada pedes kanggo salsa.
Another man said I'll give all the corn for the hot bread, the tortillas, the Mexican bread.
Masian sareng jagung kanggo ngadamel roti panas, tortilla sareng roti Meksiko.
Another woman said I'll give all the beans.
Dianu sanetnya dios abdi bade masian sadaya puncis.
And a poorest man in the church says I'll give the meat.
Dianu paling miskin di gereja nyeros abdi bade masian daging.
They said you'll do what?
Aranjeunna nyeros anjeun ngadamel naon?
He said I'll give the meat.
Nyeros abdi bade masian daging.
He didn't even own a goat.
Ka anjeunna teu gaduh embe hiji-hiji acan.
So later they had another meeting.
Nah rapat salajengna.
And the woman said my corn will be in the morning, and my beans will be in the morning.
Istri eta nyeros kuncis baris duki injing-injing.
And the lady said my chili will be in the morning.
Di sanes nyeros cabe baris aya di dieu.
The man
injing-injing.
And the man said, my corn will be in the morning.
Sama kata nyarios, jagung abdi oge injing-injing.
And they said, brother, when can we expect the meat?
Rajin nyarios adadak irahab dagingna datang.
He said, when do you want it?
Karena irahab diperlukan.
Said, day after tomorrow morning, we've got to have it.
Kata injing-injing kedah ayak.
For breakfast.
Kanggo sarapan.
He said, all right, I want 6 able-bodied men at my doorstep in the morning at 4 a.m. with a lot of rope.
Anjeun nyarios, hai, abdi baryogi pamegat anu kiat datang tabuh 4 injing, nyandak tali di antos di payunan panto. Anjeun nyarios, sopi uihan dei.
They said, run that through again. What did you say?
Nu saderek carioskeun.
He said, I want 6 strong men at my doorstep in the morning with a lot of rope.
Tabuh 4 injing.
At 4 o'clock.
Nyarios abdi hoyong genep pamegat anu kuat payunan panto nyandak tali.
So they were knocking on the door at 4 o'clock.
Dan aranjeunna keketrok tabuh 4.
He said, I'll be with you in a minute, men.
Anjeunna nyarios abdi bade kaluar samenit.
They were talking among themselves, what this guy gonna do?
Nyarios di antara aranjeunna naon anu bade dilakukeun jalmi ieu.
Is he gonna ask us to help him steal a cow from the neighbor to feed the saints of God?
Anjeunna minta ka urang mantuan nulungan mauk sapi tatangga kanggo masian emam jemaah Gusti.
In a little while, he came out with a little battered rifle on his shoulder. This is a true story.
Ia kisah nyata.
And he said, follow me, men, we're going hunting. They said, hunting what?
Moro naon?
He said, deer.
Karena rusa.
They said, are you crazy? We haven't seen a deer in years.
Nyeros naha maneh gelo geus mangtan taun teu aya.
He was going along thanking God for the meat.
Nya teras angkat ngucap syukur ka Gusti kanggo daging eta.
And they were trying to destroy his faith with their unbelief.
Karena nuju ngancurkeun imanku teu percaya.
If you can't bless somebody with your faith, don't unbless them.
Pamisarek teu tiasa ngaberkahan sareng iman saderek ulah ngaberkahan aranjeunna.
Early that morning, up jumped a big deer. He said, Lord, you aim the gun, I'll pull the trigger. And in one bullet, he brought it down. Went a little bit further, another one jumped up. He gave God the same instructions with the same desired result. Then he turned around very calmly to the men there. He said, by the way, men, said, how many more do you want? That's creative faith.
Kita iman kreatif.
Oh, beloved, this is the way to initiate a life of giving.
Cara ngawitan hirup anu masihan.
Live to give.
Hirup kanggo masihan.
And you'll never live to lack any good thing. This will work anywhere in the world. It'll work in India. It will work
in Thailand.
It'll work in Vietnam. It'll work in Indonesia. It'll work in the Middle East. It'll work everywhere.
Di Indonesia, Timur Tengah, Vietnam, di mana baik.
Let God teach you a new dimension of living and you'll thank Him for an eternity you learned it while you were
in the earth.
Amen. And goodbye.
Hallelujah. Amin. Wilujeng kantun. Hallelujah.